Welcome to the Mind Health Coach Program with Leah Marie here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. You can learn more about Leah's coaching services at mindhealthcoach.com. Thank you for joining us today as we journey into the discovery of natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today.
Hi, I'm Leah Marie, your host for the Mind Health Coach Program on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network broadcast. My show is heard every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To learn more and for a full station broadcast schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. And I invite you to join me on my email list by visiting mindhealthcoach.com. I've got lots of events happening throughout New England and also virtually. So, a lot of exciting things coming up this spring. I invite you, as I said, you visit mindhealthcoach.com and you can actually, there'll be a box that populates the screen and you just put your email in there and then you're added to my list. I don't, spam. I just email about once a week, and most of the time we're including, some great information that's just helpful about wellness and holistic ways for stress management, along with, where I'm going to be. So that's always on there pretty much every email. And as I said, I just have them do once or twice a week. You can also find me on Facebook, too. That's where a lot of people are on my website, watching for events. You can find me at Leah Marie 999 on Facebook. So I welcome you to join me there. I'm going to be doing some live Facebook watch things. I don't know, the streaming or whatever it is. So I'll be doing that soon as well. I'm going to try to get to that at least once a week so you can actually see me and see the things that I can demonstrate regarding holistic stress management, such as EFT and that sort of thing, and just doing meditation. And virtually, I think it's sometimes a really nice experience when you can actually see the person and practice the meditation. So got a few things coming up I wanted to mention. I am going to be at, I will be at Health Tracks in Dartmouth on Monday the 16th, which will be held at 7 o'clock Vitality Formula with Ayurveda. It's the introduction to the Vitality Formula that is based on Deepak Chopra's Perfect Health program, and I'm a Chopra certified teacher, so I'll be addressing it along with some other enhancements that I've added to the program. So that's why I call it Intro to Finding Your Vitality Formula with Ayurveda, and that's going to be at 7 o'clock at Health Tracks on Monday the 16th. At Health Tracks, they have a beautiful room. It's a mind-body room, and they do yoga in there. It's huge, and the ceilings are extremely high. So it's a really nice space. I think that anybody's concerned about, germs, catching germs from the virus that's out there, doesn't have to worry about it at Health Tracks because of the space. It's so open and the ceilings are huge and they have wipes everywhere, so it's really a clean facility. Then on, Thursday the 19th, I'll be at the Mattapoisett Wellness Center at 6:30 in the evening doing Intro to Vitality Formula at Mattapoisett Wellness System Wellness Center, and that's addressing Ayurveda, Intro to Vitality Formula with Ayurveda. And the Mattapoisett Wellness Center is a very nice little medical facility that has the alternative type medicine in Mattapoisett, Massachusetts, and they really have a nice room there as well. So, you know, it's something I think that's on everyone's mind right now, what, you know, what we need to do to protect ourselves and keep ourselves healthy. So intro to Vitality Formula, Mattapoisett Wellness Center. Now, the Vitality Formula at HealthTrax is actually going to be a $10 discount for a member, so just keep that in mind. And then back at HealthTrax again at 11:30 in the morning on Friday, I will be doing brain fitness, so using holistic methods for brain fitness, and that will be at 11:30 at HealthTrax in Dartmouth, Massachusetts, and there is a discount for members, so even if you belong to another HealthTrax, you can get the discount rate at the Dartmouth one, and that will be held in the mind-body room as well. And then on the 24th, I am holding an interesting day at 180 Wellness down in Sagamore Beach in Bourne, Massachusetts. That's 180 Wellness, and they will be doing a six-week program with me on the Vitality Formula. So the entire Vitality Formula will be there. But what's going to be a lot of fun is that I'm heading down there earlier that day. I'm going to be down there for the first intro class at 12 p.m., and I'm going to be offering some life coaching and Reiki. So I have some different offerings that I'm doing that are unique for the coaching deals. I have holistic wellness coaching and life coaching, just generalized life coaching, which I do a whole goals plan with you and that sort of thing. And then I also have something that's a professional executive career coaching that I also do an assessment, which helps generate a 21-page report. And it actually is scientifically measuring the way you think. And this particular coaching session is, you know, it's very valuable for seeing what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, and, you know, what are some things that are areas of opportunity? What's your sweet spot, like where you should really be, where your career is sits and that sort of thing. So it's quite extensive. There's a 21-page report, like I said, that is generated. Now, this particular report is really interesting in the fact that it was actually formulated by a gentleman that was a judge during the time of, you know, the trials for World War II in Germany. He actually was involved and sentenced many of the Nazi party to, you know, to sentencing their for the crimes that were committed. And so it got kind of controversial for him. He had to actually leave the country. And when he left, he went, his name is Dr. Hartman, he went to America, and he actually pursued a career as a professor over here. And he was fascinated with looking at the science of thinking. So formal axiology is what it's called. And so this report is based on his testing methods. He was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize for his work. He was also a professor at about 7 different universities, including Yale, over here in the States. So it's, you know, this is a unique report that I have obtained the ability to be able to have people take and get the 21-page document. And I've partnered with an organization that holds all of the license and rights to it. So I'm really excited about it. It's called the Mind Scan. And that's part of the professional executive career coaching path that I will be conducting, you know, either down at 180 Wellness, or if you want to contact me and find out more about that, I can do it virtually as well. So please, you know, check into all of these different coaching things. I also am doing a little fun thing, mystical angel card life coaching, which I have always had a great affinity for the angels, and, you know, of course we all should, because they're here to support us, and I've done angel readings for a long time, but I've incorporated that into my offering. So tapping into the spiritual intuition can be fun and refreshing when you're looking at, you know, some serious business, like you want to get your goals lined up and, you know, make milestones happen, and see how you can be assisted and what the assistance is. So all of these different coaching sessions are available, and you can actually mix and match them, you know, if you wanted to buy one of my packages. I have that listed on my website, mindhealthcoach.com. Again, please visit mindhealthcoach.com to check out my my offerings there, and also sign up for the email list so you can be aware of all of these great events that I've got coming up. So as I mentioned, I have a lot going on, mostly in Massachusetts right now. There is a couple coming up in Rhode Island, but that's not until April. And, you know, I'll be notifying you via email if you want to do that. And then online, too, I'll be putting out there what online programs are happening on my Facebook page. So that's why it's important, if you want to check those out, to go to at LeahMarie999 and like my page. So that's what I have going on for through March. And there are some special deals, too, that I'm offering for the coaching packages. Like there's some dollars off on some of the coaching offerings. And then my Vitality Formula, there is a coupon that I have. But, you know, if you wanted to take part in it, 50% off of the Vitality Formula, you just say that you heard on the Mind Health Coach program that I was doing a 50% off deal, and you can, you know, also text the word Vitality to 66866 and enter your email and your name, and that will join you to my email list as well. That was quite a mouthful that I had to tell everybody about all the exciting things that I have coming up. You know, I really wanted to address stress and fear in this time, because it's really a challenging time for humanity all over the planet. And I think that we need to remain centered. And I'm not saying we, you know, are in denial, because I actually, you know, I've seen different circumstances in healthcare facilities that I've been in recently. There's actually, you know, a couple people in my area that have the coronavirus. And so it's a great concern. And, you know, there's people dying all over the world from it. And there's people also that are overcoming it. So I think that's what we need to stay focused on. Because living in fear is only going to rise up the cortisol levels in everybody's bodies. And then it's going to create an energy, too, that is not going to be healthy for our immune systems. You know, we're going to do the best we can. Obviously, we have a lot of intelligent people on this planet that have cured things before. So I think it's just a matter of waiting till they discover what they need to discover to get this under control. But what you need to do right now is focus on you and focus on your stress levels being down and doing some meditation. I know that a lot of schools and employers are actually allowing people to, and actually schools, I have two daughters in college, and both of them are actually have been told that they're going to be taking their courses for the rest of March into April, you know, via the computer. So I think that everyone is being serious about this and taking it to a step that will help us manage stress better. So it's a matter of, okay, so what do I do with myself now that I've, you know, I can work from home, hopefully you're able to. I can spend some time on me. I'm not going to be driving everywhere and running around. That's my plan. I just plan on really meditating to get in touch with those energies that are going to assist humanity to rise above this and all the other situations that we need to overcome as human challenges to our spiritual selves. You know, our physical bodies are here to experience the physical part of the universe, and so we're here to take care of ourselves. And maybe this is a reminder, you know, you need to get enough sleep. Sleep is so critical to keeping our immune system healthy, as well as stress levels, getting them down. Some holistic stress techniques that are very helpful to manage any feelings that you're having of anxiety are pranayama breathing. I mean, pranayama breathing is extremely powerful. I mean, I can't believe when I do alternate nostril breathing how quickly I feel calmness. I suddenly feel this sense of calmness, and then immediately upon starting the pranayama breathing alternate nostril, that particular method in doing that so quickly brings down my stress levels. It instantly, it's been scientifically proven that it instantly stimulates the parasympathetic nervous system, and it helps you just relax. And, you know, it cleanses your lungs. It actually clears out your brain. It helps bring energy and oxygen to both sides of the brain. So your left and right hemispheres of your brain are being activated too. So it's powerful. When you do it for any length of time, you can start to feel a little dizzy, but it actually starts to help you feel so good that you're just in a state of bliss eventually. So alternate nostril breathing is very powerful. I believe I have a alternate nostril breathing YouTube video out there, and I will be doing that on Facebook coming up in the next couple days. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do my live Facebook event on tomorrow or Saturday is my plan, but I'd like to connect with people that way as well. So, you know, the alternate nostril breathing is powerful. There's other pranayama breathing techniques when you're doing breath work that are very helpful too. But I think a lot of us are familiar with pranayama, the alternate nostril breathing. And there are just so many other powerful things that you can implement into helping you if you have a lot of anxiety, if you're somebody that is, you know, exposed to a lot of other people because of work. There's things you can do to build your immune system. So keeping your stress low, getting enough sleep, eating great nutrition, you know, foods that are fresh and full of life force are important for us to keep our healthy aspect going. Building your microbiome is important in your gut. So sauerkraut, which, you know, doesn't appeal to a lot of people, is something you can do. Or kefir. There's great supplements you can get. I mean, there's so many ways to build your microbiome nowadays. There's so much talk about that and focus on it. So I think that's really important for us to ensure that we're getting enough of that. You know, there's essential oils that are very powerful. If you go to my website, I do have the doTERRA link. I know that I was going to order some last week, and I know that they're out of stock right now of the On Guard, which is, I think it's equivalent to the Thieves Oil, which has an interesting story behind it. The Thieves Oil was used during the time of the Black Plague, and thieves, that's why it's called Thieves Oil, used to put it on after they would remove things from bodies that had perished due to that, you know, that whole experience that humanity had with the Black Plague, when I think it was, I can't remember for sure, but I think it was like a quarter of humanity was wiped out from that. So not to scare anybody, not to get your fear levels up, we're much more advanced today, but you know, that oil, how I started with that story was the oil was very powerful. And doTERRA has a similar brand called On Guard, and they have a sanitizing spray that's only, you know, $10 or so. They have soaps with it infused in it. And then they also have ingestibles, which I'm, you know, always leery of ingesting essential oils. I always tell people, be very careful with that. Check with your doctor and your pharmacist. Make sure if you're on medications that it's safe. But you can also take some of this On Guard and also check with your doctor on this one, too, if you've got some medications you're on. But you can rub some on the bottoms of your feet and, you know, put socks on. And this helps build your immune system. And, you know, for children, it's usually safe for children, too. So this is ways that you can handle some of, you know, the immune system, building it up, helping you be stronger, healthier, and all of that. Ways to combat stress. You know, I talked about the pranayama breathing. I've spoken about essential oils from a standpoint of building immunity, but there's some wonderful essential oils to help you kind of manage stress as well. So there's orange oil, which is powerful, and as I said, you can go to my website and find a link to my doTERRA site, which if you go in there, you just can do some shopping and you know, right from my website, and it's great, and you can always put through a request to me through my website or call me 508-938-9211. That'll get to Mind Health Coach. You can always reach out to us, and you could have a consult about different oils and what the benefits are. I'm not an aromatherapist, but I, you know, can guide you in a lot of the information because as a wellness advocate for doTERRA, they thoroughly educate on the different essential oils and their values, you know, for your health and you know, just for all aspects, just to bring about, you know, better emotional wellness as well. So I have been using my diffuser too, which is really great, the petal. You know, you just put a little water in it, and I add a few drops of the On Guard, and my house smells amazing because On Guard has a lot of clove in it. It's so interesting. Clove is very antiseptic. And they actually, one time I was getting a root canal, and they put clove in before they packed the tooth. It was like, is that clove oil? And the endodontist that was working on my tooth was very surprised that I even knew that that was clove, but he, you know, had told me afterwards that it's, you know, very powerful antiseptic, and that's why they use it in the tooth. It's, you know, easy on you, too. It's not toxic at all. So interesting about clove, how powerful it is that they're using it for that purpose. And you can actually disperse this through your air, you know, and I know in the past that doTERRA had a few hospitals that were using the diffusers, and I'm not sure if it was for germ purposes. I had heard that it was at one point, but I think that they have to be careful, you know, the way they discuss the essential oils at this point. But I do know that this oil is safe for most people. You just have to check with your physicians, and then it does help build your immune system. And we're all looking to do that, you know, especially with today, what's going on. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will discuss some more ways for holistic stress management.
I took my love, took it down.
Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being on the Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today. Are you looking for the keys to unlock the doors to excellent health? happiness, positive life experiences, success at work, wonderful relationships, and inner peace? You may think you won't ever find all of those keys that'll finally unlock the doors for good, but I can assure you that they're waiting to be discovered within you. The Mind Health Coach Program helps you journey within and open those doors that are blocking your way to a beautifully balanced life. We help you find the most natural and healthy holistic practices that work best for you and your lifestyle. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. A beautiful life is waiting to be discovered within you today. To learn more about our program, visit mindhealthcoach.com.
Don't you think it's time for you to get more out of life? Do you want to make career changes, lose weight, get healthy, have less stress and happier relationships? Do you wish there was a perfect formula for a more energized, purposeful, and fun-filled life made just for you? The Mind Health Program can help you find your formula to an amazing, energized, and fun life now. You don't have to do this alone. The Mind Health Coach Programs helps clients like you every day in achieving mind-body-spirit balance, purposeful living, and more joy. Our coaches assist you in strategically designing plans to help you meet your personal and professional growth goals with our affordable programs. We offer daily support through the most advanced technology to keep you on track with your goals, and we can help you achieve the success you dream about. Don't delay getting more out of life a moment longer. Visit mindhealthcoach.com and text the word VITALITY to 66866. That's 66866. And text the word VITALITY to join the movement to thrive.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to the Mind Health Coach Program. I'm Leah Marie, your host, and you're listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network broadcast here on every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To learn more and for a full station broadcast schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. Also, visit mindhealthcoach.com. I have a little box that pops up when you visit my website, and it does allow you to join my email list. And another great way to join my email list is to text this number, 66866. Text the word VITALITY to that number, and it'll ask you for your email and your name, and that way you'll be added to my email list too. I have some wonderful events, as I mentioned. I'm not going to go through them all again, but I do email out events that I'm doing all over New England area. I'm actually setting up some down in Florida in the fall, and then I have online events as well. And join my Facebook, too, while you're at it, if you're interested to hear more of what I've got going on. You can join my Facebook at Leah Marie 999, and you have to put the @ Leah Marie 999 when you go on Facebook into the search bar, and I will pop up, and that's my page. So join me there. I put little tips and information and fun little quotes and share things that I think are viable and interesting for your health and wellness and stress management and mind, body, spirit. Spiritual growth is all there. I really think that now is a time to sit in a place where you are feeling safe, because when you are focused on these types of activities that, Mind Health Coach offers and Dream Vision offers, when you're focused on building your immune system, when you're focused on living in a way that you are balanced and you're taking care of you, meaning you're taking care of you on all levels, not just, you know, you're getting fit, but you're taking care of you from all aspects of the human being and being open to possibilities, the possibility that all is okay. And this is just a hiccup, and it's going to resolve, you know, with the coronavirus. Living in a state of fear, I went out shopping today. I couldn't believe how many people are out shopping in the middle of the day. I thought, oh, okay, I'll skip the crowds and I'll get my shopping done. And I did. I was able to get that done. But, you know, I just was looking around and people look so serious and, you know, like they were just very stressed out. And I thought, boy, this is similar to Christmas shopping. So I think that it's probably escalated a little bit today with the news of, you know, people like Tom Hanks actually and his wife contracting coronavirus or being positive for the test there. And then the NBA shutting down and schools shutting down, it becomes escalated for all of us. And, you know, I understand that travel is becoming a real issue, but, you know, this will pass. This too shall pass. And in the meantime, getting a hold of that fear is really critical in focusing on the spiritual side of who we are, you know, and focusing on your wellness. And there's different things with meditation, too, that I wanted to mention that are so powerful. Like, I've been doing a lot of meditation and Reiki with the meditation for everyone. You know, I feel that that's where we all need to be at this point, is to be sending out that healing energy overall to everyone. And it makes me feel more empowered when I'm sitting in a state of meditation and sending out Reiki energy. And, you know, I'm very fortunate. I did the path of Reiki back about 10 years ago, or I started my path. And, you know, I've achieved Reiki master level, and I think it's so powerful to be able to send that healing energy out. I actually did a YouTube on Valentine's Day, and I'm planning on doing Reiki online, either through YouTube or Facebook, weekly. So, long distance healing for those that are, you know, looking for healing virtually, I am able to do that, sending the long distance healing. So please join me for that. I'm excited. Either I'm going to be doing it on Friday morning or Saturday afternoon this weekend, which is the 12th. And I'll be doing it all through the month of March into April. And it may be ongoing. It, you know, I feel called to do this. I feel that healing is powerful in that form. I think more of us need to be in a space of openness to Reiki energy and prayer and, you know, just healing thoughts. I think it's very powerful. I had so many experiences with it that I can't deny, you know, the power of Reiki healing. I'll share one story that happened that was incredibly powerful. When I was a child, I was about 10 years old, and I grew up on a farm, and my mother would raise sheep every spring. And, you know, sometimes the sheep were rejected by their mothers, which was unfortunate. But sometimes they were rejected because they weren't completely 100% healthy. Because it was odd, like there would be other sheep that weren't rejected by the same mother, other babies, that lambs that were not rejected. So when one was rejected, you always wondered, is there something wrong with this lamb, or is there, you know, a way that we can salvage this lamb by having a surrogate mother. And that's what my mom, who ran our sheep herd, would do. She actually, God love her, she passed already, my mom, but she would actually take the baby lambs and see if a surrogate mother that was like a good mother sheep would take that baby on. Well, there was one year where there were a lot of sheep that had passed because there was just something going on. And so my mother would take them in, and we had a wood stove, and she would place them by the wood stove, and I was like the vet. I would try to heal these baby sheep, and I got so tired of just trying to do everything that she would say, and then see all efforts, you know, not fulfilling the life of the baby lamb. It would, you know, a lot of times they wouldn't make it. Most times they wouldn't make it. But I actually said, that's it. The next lamb that, you know, I've got to take care of, I'm going to use the power of prayer. And, you know, I'm not an extremely religious person, but I was, as I said, about 10 years old, and I just felt compelled to put my hands on this baby lamb. And I was putting my hands on the baby lamb and just asking for healing, you know, bringing energy through somehow. And now that I know about Reiki, which I learned many years later, I'm like, I was actually doing Reiki. Intuitively, I was doing Reiki. And maybe I wasn't attuned to the energies, or maybe I was back then. I'm not completely sure. But this baby lamb grew up and lived a nice, healthy life. And it always touches my heart when I think about that experience, because that was my first experience with healing, the power of healing through, you know, thought and prayer and, you know, calling in energy. And that's exactly what I sat and did. I had that baby lamb on my lap, and I was just petting the lamb and bringing in the energy of healing. I did not want to see another one pass before me. And, you know, this baby lamb survived. And my mother always said it was such a miracle. And my mother actually, she was a staunch atheist, believe it or not. Yeah, she really was not somebody who was religious at all. And she, you know, thought that because I was so spiritually evolved as a kid, she didn't know where I came from. she would actually comment on that. So I was this oddity in my family that had this spiritual belief and such compassion. And I would really feel badly when I would see something going on, and that I would pray, even though I wasn't really guided from, you know, my parents to do so. I felt strong and compelled strongly to do that. So with this lamb, I, you know, feel that was my first experience with Reiki and the power of healing. And since then, I've had so many miracles with Reiki. I just love Reiki healing. And, you know, I haven't explored doing it in sessions so much lately. In the last 7 years, I was working in a corporate job, so it didn't allow me the time and space to do so. But I did it when I had the opportunity with the elder care population. If they were open to it, I would do it for them while I was working in healthcare. And I actually knew of facilities that were completely, you know, they were completely dedicated to Reiki. I know of one skilled nursing facility that actually had everyone on staff a Reiki level one, you know, trained in Reiki level one. So I thought that was pretty fascinating, including the maintenance man. but we are about to take another break. And when we come back, I'm going to just do some deep breathing and meditation, talk about emotional freedom technique and some other things you can do to manage stress, anxiety, and any fears that may be cropping up. So join me in the next few minutes after this break to hear the Mind Health Coach program.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega's Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. Stroll through the garden, relax by the lake, or try a daily yoga or movement class. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
Are you looking for the keys to unlock the doors to excellent health, happiness, positive life experiences, success at work, wonderful relationships, and inner peace? You may think you won't ever find all of those keys that'll finally unlock the doors for good, but I can assure you that they're waiting to be discovered within you. The Mind Health Coach Program helps you journey within and open those doors that are blocking your way to a beautifully balanced life. We help you find the most natural and healthy holistic practices that work best for you and your lifestyle. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. A beautiful life is waiting to be discovered within you today. To learn more about our program, visit mindhealthcoach.com.
Are you ready for real change? Are you ready to drastically improve your life now? Are you ready to leave behind stress, anxiety, low energy, those extra pounds, and begin living the life of your dreams? You don't have to do this alone. The Mind Health Coach programs can help you find your perfect lifestyle formula to more energy and vitality now. Don't delay getting more out of life a moment longer. Visit mindhealthcoach.com or text the word VITALITY to 66866. That's 66866 and text the word VITALITY to join the movement to thrive.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Well, I've been afraid of changing.
Welcome back to the Mind Health Coach. I'm Leah Marie, your host. And you're listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network broadcast. The show is played every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check out dreamvision7radio.com. And also remember to check out my website, which is mindhealthcoach.com. I have also introduced a new aspect to my business, along with the in-person workshops and online forum for workshops. I am actually doing some consulting, which you can visit my website, successinbalanceconsulting.com. I do corporate wellness, and I have some wonderful aspects to it. I'm doing a lot of the training on the Ayurveda, meditation, and stress management, the coaching aspects, as well as I've partnered with a couple different organizations that can help support the traditional type corporate wellness program. So I'm excited about that. If you're an employer looking to have a diversified program that addresses how to relieve emotional tensions, mental wellness, as well as physical wellness, check out my website, again, successinbalanceconsulting.com. I'm excited about that. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, I have a lot of events coming up all over the place, as well as online. I'm offering in-person life coaching and Reiki sessions at 180 Wellness down in Sagamore Beach in Bourne, Massachusetts. There's going to be some other areas that I'm going to be doing that in, different centers. But I am doing online stuff too. So if you're far away, don't hesitate to go to mindhealthcoach.com and join my email list. You can get updated on all of the events that are taking place. I have been talking about how we can overcome any fears, any stress, any anxiety, and keep ourselves in the flow of what nature needs us to do. And, you know, a lot of people are panicking today, especially because it was just announced that there's pretty big public figures like, you know, Tom Hanks and a few other people are experiencing the coronavirus. And then there's shutdown of travel from Europe. So all of these things are happening, but this is an incredible time to actually focus on healing ourselves and sending out healing energy. And as I was talking about before we went to break, you know, there's so many opportunities for people to partake in Reiki nowadays, which back years ago when I first got started, it was really something that was like Reiki, that's not something that I'm interested at all in. But now they're even doing it at Mass General Hospital. You can get Reiki, you know, after you have surgery and that sort of thing, which is pretty amazing. And I'm a Reiki master, and I just feel energy just pumping through my hands whenever I'm doing any Reiki healing. And I'm so grateful to be able to experience that level of what we are energetically. So when we're in a fear-based place, as a lot of people are, it's important for those of us that are, I don't want to use the word enlightened, but, you know, that are being more mindful about our wellness, about our health, about our spiritual aspect of us, to kind of convey to others that being in that space is going to only be detrimental to their health. So being in a fear-based place is only going to lower their immune systems and spread that energy around. Energetically, we can absorb each other's energy. So I just wanted to do a little meditation today on that. I want to everybody to experience this Trinity energy that my mentor has been teaching for years. She is an amazing woman. She's actually going to be 85 next month, and she's just developed this wonderful energy healing that I feel, you know, should be shared, and she's okay with it. So I'm going to do this with you guys. And so I just want you to take a moment and just take a nice deep breath in through the nose. And this part I've kind of developed. You're going to take in this breath that's a beautiful white healing light, and it's going to come in through your nose, and it's going to spread out in every cell in your body, and you're just going to feel it healing every aspect of you, energetically, emotionally, physically, in your aura, cellularly, and every aspect of you is getting healed by this beautiful white light that has entered into your body through your nose. And you're going to exhale slowly and exhale out anything that doesn't serve you. Nothing needs to be there that doesn't feel like it resides with this beautiful healing energy. So just release that out of your mouth. Just slowly breathe out anything and let it be gathered up with that breath and send it out, and expect that the universe is going to transmute whatever you sent out with love, and love is going to transmute all of it. And you're going to take a nice deep breath in through the nose with white healing light coming in, and it's going to permeate every cell in your body. Every energy center, every chakra is balanced with this beautiful white healing light. And at the same time, I'm sending out some Reiki energy to all of you. If you're open to it, please accept. And I'm sending that out now. And I next want you to envision that you're having this beautiful pink light coming down and entering through your crown chakra. It's entering into your crown chakra. Same thing is happening. It's filling up your whole entire being and your energy centers with your aura outside of your body. It's shining out this beautiful pink light out of every pore in your skin. It's filling up every cellular aspect of you. Every atom is being filled up with this divine love. And I want you to say to yourself, thank you for filling me with divine love. And if you believe in God, you can add, thank you, God, for filling me with divine love. Take a nice deep breath in. You can envision that beautiful white light coming in and collecting anything that doesn't reside with this divine love, any feelings that are not in alignment with love, any fear, any anger, any jealousy, any upset, anything that is guilt can be gathered up at this moment and sent out on the exhale with your breath through your mouth. And know that it's being sent out to the universe to be transmuted to love. It'll be healed. And next I want you to envision that you have a beautiful gold light coming down on you. It's coming down and it's filling you and it's shining all through you, this beautiful gold light, and it's surrounding your being at this time, this beautiful gold light. And I want you to state to the universe or to God, whatever your belief system is, thank you for surrounding me with wisdom. And take a moment and take that nice deep breath in through the nose and envision this white light that's coming in and it's gathering up anything that isn't in alignment with wisdom, knowing your knowing, your state of knowing is there. It's always present. We know it all. We do. We just need to remember. So right now, this wisdom is reminding you of that knowing. And as you exhale out anything that doesn't serve you, that you know, fear of not knowing, that fear of unknown is just being exhaled right at this moment and transmuted by the universe into love. Love for everything that is. And as you take your next deep breath in, it's going to be white light coming in. You can actually envision that white light is also coming down through your chakra and it is filling you up again and it's surrounding you completely in the energy of grace. And again, I'm sending out Reiki healing energy, so if you're open to that, please accept. And the energy of grace is surrounding you at this time, and I want you to envision that it's like beautiful white snow sparkling the colors of the rainbow, and it's being packed around you in your aura, like it's just being like compressed against your whole body. It's not cold at all. It's protecting you, and you are sealed in this grace. So at this time, I want you to say, thank you for sealing me in your grace. And you can take a nice deep breath in again with the white light and anything that isn't residing and sitting with grace. You're going to gather up and exhale. You're going to send it out with the exhale. And you're going to know that it's being transmuted into love. Love that will eventually come back to you. And so with this knowing of the Trinity energy that I just put out to everyone, all of the listeners, you know that you are protected, you know that you're okay, you know that you are having an amazing spiritual experience and that there's no reason to have any fear. And you're just so grateful, so saying thank you for surrounding me in this grace. It's, the ending result. And having this visualization can be so powerful to do this every day for yourself, and you can do it for others, and you can actually do it for when you're going somewhere. Say you've got to go into work and you know that it's going to be a highly tense day, or you have any circumstances, you have to encounter somebody that, you know, it may be a difficult time to have a conversation with somebody, a meeting with somebody. You can actually use the Trinity energy, sending in the divine love first, filling everyone, filling the room with that divine love, and then you can fill everybody with this wisdom and surround them in wisdom. And you always, you always say thank you for the divine love, thank you for the wisdom, and then lastly, you surround everybody, you fill every room or anywhere you're going. You can fill your car with the white light of grace, and you seal it in grace. You always seal, say, thank you for sealing me in the grace. And that's what my mentor taught me. It's such a beautiful practice, and it really shifts the energy. It's so powerful, this particular energy that she has shared with so many of her students. And, you know, I just thought it would be appropriate at this time for you to share that with people that you know, too, the Trinity energy healing. And, you know, I think that when you do it for yourself every day, it just emanates from you, and things just shift for you. So it is also a good practice to do in meditation, and that's really, you know, what I wanted to share with you as my last part of this show. So with that being said, I welcome you to, again, visit my website, mindhealthcoach.com. Check out the events. I'll be emailing you if you join my email list. And thanks for listening to the Mind Health Coach. Stay safe, stay healthy, and be well and happy. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Mind Health Coach with your host, Leah Marie. Come join us next time as we journey into the discovery of natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. Mind Health Coach is a Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast. To learn more about us, visit mindhealthcoach.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 radio network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.